As the city council headed into a regular meeting last month, more than 100 people gathered in front of Lubbock's Citizens Tower for a rally. Maybe a dozen wore masks, and kids ran around with signs and balloons. The group is organizing to make Lubbock a sanctuary city for the unborn. The area's state representatives have submitted a city ordinance for consideration that would make abortion unlawful in Lubbock. It's currently under legal review. A similar ordinance has been adopted in 15 Texas cities, none the size of Lubbock.
Isn't this the protection of the unborn the most important ordinance we can have?
The group sprung to action in September after Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas announced it's returning to Lubbock after closing in 2013. The agency says abortion will not immediately be offered at the clinic, which is set to open later this year.
It's like, wow, like who thought this would be the defining moment of the mayoral election here in Lubbock, Texas?
That's Texas Tech University political science professor Nathaniel Wright. He says there was no predicting a controversial issue like this would come up this election. Incumbent Dan Pope identifies as conservative and says he's personally pro-life. But under current city orders, there's really not much the local government can do to keep Planned Parenthood out.
I think we'll take one step at a time, and we'll try to do it in a way that's respectful, that respects the city charter. I took an oath to uphold the city charter and the Constitution of the United States of America, and I'm going to do my very best to act in that way.
Pope is one of only a handful of Lubbock mayors to seek a third tenure. Before running for the office, he spent 9 years on the Lubbock ISD school board.
There's always work to be done. I think you can always say that. That can be a bit trite. But I do believe that there are a number of projects that we've begun that I would like to see through.
Challenger Steven Sanders is a local musician who ran as a write-in candidate for mayor in 2018. He says he's led by his Christian faith on this issue and others.
I'm not okay with Planned Parenthood. I'm never going to be. And it's non-negotiable. And so if I'm elected and we don't get it through to make it a sanctuary city, I'm going to make sure that we get it on the agenda so that we can vote on it, you know, and just let the voices be heard.
Sanders has never held office before, but says God told him to run for mayor. If elected, he'd be the first African-American in the job. In Texas, municipal elections are traditionally nonpartisan. But Sanders is a vocal supporter of President Donald Trump.
When it comes down to it, my religious beliefs line up with the conservative values. And so I have to be true to who I am.
Professor Wright says Sanders' alignment with the president has given this political outsider a boost. In 2016, 66% of Lubbock County voters cast their ballot for President Trump.
Both candidates now are really kind of like acting as if they're running on a national platform, right? Because you have Steven Sanders, who is really pro-Trump. You know, Mayor Pope is very much moderate.
Wright says having local races on the same ballot as a tumultuous presidential election has further politicized this race.
And I think a lot of people are associating a lot of their issues, right? National issues with local issues, right? So that's another layer that we've never seen before.
Mayor Pope says delaying the May municipal elections was the right thing to do at that point of the pandemic. And Sanders says he appreciates the extra time to campaign. Early voting has started and goes through October 30th. Election day is November 3rd. To hear our full interviews with both candidates, visit radio.kttz.org or the NPR One app. For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.